Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a maniac. Maniac. On the floor. Dancing like he's never danced before. No. I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. It's hard to believe that God could hurt the way that we hurt. Maybe for you, God is distant. God is far away. God is disinterested. God is unable to relate. Like what a teenager would yell at their totally uncool, dorky, dumb parents, God just doesn't get it. Except God understands completely. The pain we feel, the symptoms we experience, He's not just aware of them, He's intimately familiar. To you who are anxious, who carry within your body the fear, the confusion, the worry, to you who feel it in your shoulders, in your back, your neck, your stomach, who take shallow breaths and have trouble focusing because what if? What if? What if? What if he doesn't love me the way his word says he does? What if he won't carry the day? What if I can't handle the pain that tomorrow brings? For you who are anxious, see here the God who cries out in the garden, who weeps and prays and sweats blood in his anguish. To you who are depressed, who know that you should feel happy because God has you in his hands, to you who feels things deeper than you thought a feeling could go, to you whose pillow is the only place you find comfort, sleep, the only place you find respite. For you who are depressed, see here the God who stands outside the tomb of Lazarus and weeps. The God who knows how the story will end, who knows his friend will rise again, but still feels the weight of the darkness that sin has brought into the world. To you who feel alone, see here the God hanging on a cross, asking his Father why he has forsaken him. To you who feel angry, see here the God who brandishes a whip and turns tables over in an act of justice. To you who self-harm, see here the God who bore our stripes. To you whose shame causes you to believe that the only way to rid yourself of it is to take your own life, see here the God who dies, bearing your shame and mine. There's nothing left to pay for. It's been paid. Paid for by a great high priest, one who sympathizes with us in our weakness, one who is not far, but near. I'm going to say the most obvious thing I've ever said. Jesus was not mentally ill. The thing that makes a feeling a symptom of a mental illness is that it's persistent, it lingers and latches on, it disrupts everything, it happens when it shouldn't. Our great high priest is able to sympathize with us in our weakness. He has walked where we've walked, felt as we've felt, and hurt how we've hurt. He has been tempted as we've been tempted, but through his sinless, perfect life, through his death and resurrection, he's making all things new. Now we know it in part. One day we'll know it fully. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain.